Hey, Survivor. Welcome to episode 72 of the Vibrant Survivor podcast. What makes narcissistic or toxic groups so hard to walk away from? Is it the shared history among members? Going through a tough time together? FOMO? Not wanting to cut ties with everyone? Being boundary challenged? Lacking the courage or counsel to exit? Regardless, you're not alone, been there, and I've got you. Before we jump into the subject of narcissistic groups and breaking free, let's start by self-regulating with a 4-4-8 breathing exercise, if you'd like. We're going to inhale for 4, hold for 4, and exhale for 8. And when you exhale, try adding an ooh or an ah or a sigh just to give it some oomph. The exhale's where the magic happens, by the way. Ready? Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. How does that feel? Now, grab your notebook and pen and let's dig in. Hey, Survivor. Welcome to the Vibrant Survivor podcast. Do you want to disconnect from a narcissistic or toxic situation and heal? Are you Googling how to identify a narcissist, narcissistic abuse, and boundaries? Are you feeling stressed and lonely while trying to avoid being sucked back in and lied to again? Hey, I'm Leslie. As a busy wife and mom, I fell for the lies and manipulations of narcissists. I wasted my time, talents, and money on users who kept moving the goalposts. I wanted real relationships and business opportunities and to enjoy life with my family. Instead, I struggled with anxiety, panic attacks, and insomnia, and I couldn't trust my body or anybody until I took a holistic approach to healing. In this podcast, you'll find tips for healthy living, trauma healing, and boundaries so that you'll have the freedom, confidence, and inner peace to respond, not react, after narcissistic abuse. Take a deep breath in, let it out slowly, and just relax. This time's for you. Hey, Survivor, do you want to heal after narcissistic abuse? Come and join me in a closure coaching session. This is a 1-hour, one-on-one coaching call that's going to help you disconnect from dysfunction, create your own closure, and begin a long-lasting journey of healing, step by step. Head right now to closurecoachingsession.com. Recently, I left a toxic group, and it was hard. It started out good. Everyone seemed nice and focused on a common goal, but within weeks, things went sideways and south and then quickly devolved into something that I just couldn't tolerate anymore. And I had to remove myself from the group for the sake of my well-being. After being treated unfairly and watching other people cut ties with the group and even receiving a warning from a friend of mine who had receipts, I felt hurt and angry. But at the same time, I felt stressed at the thought of walking away for good. And I know I'm not the only one because there were other people who literally felt the same way that I did, and they stayed in the group even longer than I did. Can you relate? Here are 5 healing tips to help you break free from a narcissistic group. Number 1, identify toxicity. It's important to recognize when you're in a toxic group. Look at the leadership. What's the quality? What's the level of engagement? What kind of character are you dealing with? How's the communication? The frequency? The quality of it? The tone of it? How's the respect coming? For you and for others in the group? Is there disrespect happening? Also, is there manipulation, gaslighting, triangulation occurring? Cliquey behavior? Bad company corrupts good character. And toxic groups can't get things done, which means the original goal of the group may never actually come to fruition. So for you, survivor, it's important to trust your gut, do your due diligence, and cut your losses sooner than later, if you can. Number two, assess your boundaries. You have to decide, and you get to decide, what you will and won't tolerate. You've got to protect yourself, and that's what it's really about. It's about self-protection, not about controlling others. Set clear boundaries for yourself and enforce them fearlessly. Think of it like building muscle. You got to keep at it consistently in order for it to grow. Number three, build your support network. Surround yourself with healthy relationships that validate you and have your back. Leaving a toxic group can feel lonely. It can be alienating even. And so it's important to reach out to friends or family members you trust, or even a therapist for support. After all, you're not alone. You may even find that there are ex-members of the group who are like-minded, and you may even have the opportunity to bond with them and have a chance to validate one another in your experiences within the group and help one another to get on a path of healing post-exodus. Number four, create an exit plan. Come up with an exit strategy for the toxic group. Your well-being is at stake and planning is key. You can make a quiet exit or you can be loud and proud about it. Whatever you do, be wise, stay safe, and do what's best for you. There are some people who, because of what has happened to them, they may not be able to take a bold stance. They may be afraid of conflict, afraid to just say the words, "I'm leaving." And that's very real. You may feel the same way based on what has happened to you. And that's one of the things to keep in mind in terms of group dynamics, is that all of the members of the group come together and they all bring their experiences, trauma, their personalities, all of it with them. And that can definitely impact the way that people interact within the context of the group, even when it comes time to leave. Number five, celebrate your resilience. Honor your ability to handle the situation and move forward when it's time to go. After all, it takes courage to leave, and it takes a lot of focus, focusing on prioritizing your well-being. And also it takes practice. It may not come naturally to you. You may be a people pleaser. I have had to work hard to muster up the courage to put my foot down and walk away. And I have found over the years that the more that I do it, the better I get at it. Wherever you are on your healing journey, treat yourself well, stay committed to your cause. After all, it's important to you. Don't give up on your cause just because you joined a toxic group. Regroup if you need to. You may need to take a step back, and that's okay. You may find a remnant from the group that still wants to plow forward, that believes in whatever brought you together in the first place, and you may have the opportunity to do that if you'd like, and decide collectively to be better, to do better, and to make an impact. It can be a beautiful thing. I recently had the opportunity to do this. We sealed it with a group hug. Everyone felt so much better and is excited about the future, the talent, and the opportunity that we have to make a difference together. Let's recap five healing tips that will help you break free from narcissistic groups. Number one, identify toxicity. Number two, assess your boundaries. Number three, build your support network. Number four, create an exit plan. And number five, celebrate your resilience. Remember, you're stronger than you know. If the group is toxic, you must go. Thanks for tuning in, Survivor. Don't be afraid to walk away from toxic environments and don't hesitate to reach out. Take care, and I look forward to hearing from you.
If this podcast has helped you understand who and what you're dealing with, sharpen your discernment, and move forward on your healing journey, share it with another survivor. Help me help others by leaving a review for the show. And let's connect on social. Take a screenshot, share it in your IG stories, find and tag me at The Vibrant Survivor, and I'll share your post too. I look forward to connecting with you on IG and seeing you back here. You're not alone and you're not crazy. Know who you're dealing with, know who you are. Take care and I'll meet you back here next week. Bye-bye.